century. Doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the schools closed, the prisons open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just count the hours. I'm tripping off the power. Till then, that the world's ours.
Woo! That was some Kanye West with Power.
Cool.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPPLPFM. We're broadcasting live right now on 365 Live, and soon you'll be able to find us on your FM dial at 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
See, I think I heard another voice in our studio.
That's true. We have a special in-studio guest. Say hello, Nemo.
Hello, it's me.
And today we're going to be talking about outrageous abuse of power.
Ooh.
There's been a lot of stories in the news I think we need to get to about outrageous abuse of power. And I think that these stories kind of tie into the things that we've been talking about recently. But before we get to that, I want to mention our last show, which was about hate crimes and hate mongering. And we're going to have some updates on today's show about one of our stories on our last show, which was the Valley Hate Live spoof Facebook page that was created to criticize and hold accountable local news, Valley News Live station, because people in the community feel that they have been reporting with media bias. And so we're going to give people an update on what's been happening there. It's pretty interesting stuff.
And it really is. It's only been up for about 24 hours, and they already have a whole bunch of likes and all sorts of activity happening on it. I look forward to talking about it.
Yeah, over 300 people at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be all sorts of updates on what's been happening on that page and all of that. We're also going to be talking about some really incredible stories of abuse of what I consider to be an excessive abuse of power in cases that really required a different type of handling. The first case we're going to be talking about is about the case of an 11-year-old Paraguayan girl who was raped by her stepfather and was forced to carry a baby to term because in that country they don't have any legal abortion unless there is a danger of the mother dying. And frankly, there was a danger for this child to have, this 11-year-old child. She got pregnant when she was 10. And then when I say she got pregnant, I mean she was raped by her stepfather.
Oh, wow.
So there was a danger to her life, and we're going to talk about what the outcomes are in that case. And we're also going to talk about Texas, not just Texas police abuse, but it just seems to happen that in some states, there's some states where crazy things happen on like the daily. Texas is one of them.
I'd like to avoid driving through Texas, all the things I read about happening there, but someday I might have to.
Florida is another. You can actually Google Florida man or...
It's like a meme on Tumblr where there's, you know, several different headlines of Florida man, Texas man, you know, insert state man or woman. It's et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and you'll find some crazy things. There's been some really crazy things that happened in Florida, but I don't think we'll have time to get to them today on our show. But we want to hear what you folks have to say about what topics we're covering. What are your opinions on what we're talking about? And you can get a hold of us. How, Duke?
Well, you can call 701-566-0917. Leave a message. Also state your name and where you're from. We may use your what you say on the message on the air. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP or email Cindy at kpppfm.com or Duke at kpppfm.com.
It's all correct, everything you said. And you can also find our past podcasts.
Our past podcasts on kpppfm.com. You can go on the podcast link and click the podcast. If you clicked on the live and listen now, you're listening to us live, but the podcasts are also posted on that page.
Exactly. So back to the update on the Valley Hate live page. Yesterday we were talking about hate crimes and hate mongering, and one of the topics that we touched on was a spoof page or a parody page that was created to criticize the news station Valley News Live, and it took off like wildfire. There was a lot of people that in the last 24 hours have liked the page and have started commenting on their experiences with stories that have come out of Valley News Live that the people in this public feel have been biased and racist.
Yeah, a lot of people have been complaining a long time, but what just happened earlier this week is what really was the impetus for a little more exposure and accountability from the community. It was on the 630 POV Point of View show where they were talking about immigrants. They're actually talking about refugees in Fargo. And to lead in the story, they played a news tape in the background showing Mexicans crossing the border and mm-hmm. the border wall, which has nothing to do with LSS resettling refugees in Fargo.
No.
And a person complained directly to the Ike Walker, the news director of Valley News Live, and had responses from him, and he posted those responses. And this page is kind of a starting point for me where I really, this page, even though it's a parody, is actually pointing at the truth of what Valley News Live has been doing and the different attitudes of the management there, Ike Walker specifically.
Mm-hmm. And here's part of the update. So since this occurred, Ike Walker has put in a report against the parody page with Facebook for copyright infringement.
Are they shaking their boots yet?
No. They're not shaking it. In fact, they're like, hey, make sure you follow us on Twitter, because uh-huh. they also created a Twitter account called Valley Hate Live. And the Valley Live News director, Ike Walker, has a Twitter account that they were linking to so that people could see the kinds of posts that he has made on his Twitter feed. And since that occurred, he is both blocked at Valley Hate Live, and Ike Walker has also changed his Twitter handle. It used to contain VNL, like Valley News Live, in the Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like @newsguy something.
Oh, they have to disassociate. That's one of the first steps in a company saying, well, it's just the person. They can be a racist if they want, but it has nothing to do with us as an organization.
Well, see, but the claims that they're being made against this news organization is not just the director. It's a variety of the different stories that have come out as part of the news and as well on their opinion show Point of View. So these allegations are being directed at a lot of different folks. I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. And I think that the media does need to be held accountable to the people in the community. Yesterday in the show,
hell yeah.
we talked about the FCC created the airwaves for the people. In fact, the only way companies could start is that they serve the people, and there was different things they could do. But we look at media now, and they're not serving the people. They're serving themselves. They are corporations. They're out to make money, and they sell advertising to make money, and it's not about informing the people.
Yeah. And one thing I have to clarify, I gave props to Kate Ferris. I know he's one of the people involved with the running of that page. And I know that he's involved in Unity ND. But Unity, although the page supports the work of Unity ND, they are not associated. Yeah. So I want to make sure that we clarify that they're not associated with each other.
And I'm glad you did that. And we posted that on all the links that we did and on the podcast. And we do apologize for making that connection that really...
it wasn't stated.
We kind of assumed. So,
but it's not an association at all. And they do, you know, have the same mission. They support the mission. The Valley Hate parody page supports the mission of Unity ND, but they're not associated. So I just want to make sure we clarify that. But it's really taken off. And I think that it's holding the local media accountable, which is something that, you know, the People's Press Project, the organization that acquired this radio station, is our mission.
Exactly.
We want to help people learn about their communication rights and flex them. Because if you don't use them, you lose them.
And we also want the transparency with the media. As people, that we have a basic human right of communication, that we can expect our media to serve us.
Mm-hmm. Misinformation equals bad things in our community, injustices, and it doesn't help the current climate that we have in our country right now with race relations. So I think that it's a very valid conversation. But now I want to get into the more serious topic of one of these outrageous abuses of power. And I want to make this connection for our local community, because North Dakota especially has tried to pass some really regressive anti-abortion legislation, which was recently struck down as not constitutional. When was Roe v. Wade passed?
1971.
Why are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
And yet, we have seen more regressive laws like this passed than ever before. And I just kind of want people to think about the horrors that can come out of this.
The horrors that can come out of this. All sorts of misinformation comes out. People lose the base of what women's health care is all about, family planning. And there's all these repeated attempts to overturn Roe v. Wade, basically, is what all of them are aimed at, and trying to get all the way to Supreme Court to actually change that. There's been a lot of restrictions over the past 20, 30 years that have been put on clinics and performing abortions. And every clinic that's been able to has been able to comply with these restrictions and still serve women for what they need.
What I want folks to think about with regard to this is not just the idea of women's health care, is the cruelty that is inherent in what happened to this young girl and her mother. So this is a girl from Paraguay. She was 10 years old when she became pregnant. She comes from a mostly Catholic country. 684 girls between the ages of 10 and 14 gave birth last year. Most of the minors have been victims of sexual abuse, according to government figures. And a Paraguayan law bans abortions, except in cases where the pregnancy endangers the mother's life. We will have a link to the story on KPPPLPFM.
Actually, KPPPFM.com.
Sorry, that's right. KPPPFM.com. And this is from CNN. About the young rape victim who was forced to carry her pregnancy to term, even though it could have cost her her life. And at the time that she was, this was reported, she was 22 weeks pregnant. She was 10 years old. And they immediately arrested her mother. Not the rapist. They arrested her mother.
Horrifying.
And the woman, who according to reports is 32 years old, her mother, she was charged with neglect and complicity. Now, the mother says that she actually tried to report this to authorities and no one helped her. And she said, if someone would have done something before, it wouldn't have come to this. I mean, I don't know what exactly that means, but it sounds to me like she was saying this pregnancy could have been prevented.
Yeah.
If the authorities easily. Had helped her.
Very easily.
And they ignored her request for help. And then when her child was found to be pregnant at the age of 10, they put the mother in jail.
Wow.
And according to the mother, she had gone to authorities and they had refused to prosecute her husband, whom she claims had been an abuser for many years.
And a rapist.
Disgusting.
Now, there's something else you should know. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights cited in recent testimony from UN experts, saying that Paraguay's government had, quote, failed in its responsibility to protect a 10-year-old sexual abuse survivor and provide her with critical and timely treatments, including a safe and therapeutic abortion, mm-hmm. which Paraguay did not allow. This little girl, this child, now has a baby.
Yeah.
From her stepdad.
Wow.
And here's a quote from Guadalupe Marengo, who's the deputy director for the Americas at Amnesty International. This is what she said. The physical and psychological impact of forcing this young girl to continue with an unwanted pregnancy is tantamount to torture. Can you imagine what that little, I mean, can you imagine what that little girl was even thinking?
It would be really hard for me to imagine. There's 10-year-olds involved in my life, and thinking about them carrying a baby to full term and having a baby at 10 years old, it's just hard for me to imagine.
It's, I can't even.
On top of that, like, didn't we just recently watch a Facebook video about men, you know, feeling, you know, how painful it is to mm-hmm. give birth?
Yeah.
And in her case, it was very dangerous. It was very dangerous for her to have carried this baby to term. They had to do a C-section because it was so dangerous. And the Paraguayan authorities, she goes on to say, this is Guadalupe Morengo, the deputy director for the Americas at Amnesty International. The Paraguayan authorities cannot sit idle while this young rape survivor is forced to endure more agony and torment. Erica Guevara, Amnesty International's, Amnesty America's director, said that the fact that this girl did not die does not excuse the human rights violations that she suffered at the hands of the Paraguayan authorities, who decided to gamble with her life, with her health, and her integrity, despite overwhelming evidence that this pregnancy was extremely risky, and despite the fact that she was a rape victim and a child.
Wow, that's very strong criticism.
Is that where we want to go in our country? I mean, because the laws that we're trying to get passed and the things that we're doing here seem very anti-women. And the kinds of things that some of these Republican candidates are saying right now scare the bejeebus out of me.
No kidding.
And two is that there's no focus on men and our responsibility. It's all focused on women and what happens with women, women's choice or access and their planned family. And very little talk about holding men accountable for being abusers, for sexual abusing, for raping. It's very little accountability and no effort to really educate and change that in our society, because we're a patriarchal society.
And you know what really bothers me is that when we're talking about abortion rights, which thankfully people in this country still have, they have a right to choose what they do. Women have it hard enough in life without having to die to try to end a pregnancy as a result of rape, or because they die because they're going to have to carry a baby to term that can take their lives away. This should not happen anywhere in this country, anywhere in the world. And yet the places where it most happens is in countries that are developing.
Mm-hmm.
According to the United Nations, 2 million with an M girls, children under the age of 14 give birth in developing countries. That means third world countries.
Yes.
And I appreciate people that say that they have a pro-life, they cherish life attitude. I appreciate that.
I do too.
But what about the life of the moms? What about the life of these children?
Mm-hmm.
Are they just sacks? Are they vessels? Are they no longer human because they're not fetuses anymore? I mean, this is the question that we have to ask ourselves when we're passing these laws in our country. What are we going to subject our children to? What are we willing to subject young girls to? Many of these women, these 2 million women under the age of 14 that give birth to children in developing countries each year, suffer as a result of long-term or fatal health problems. It is estimated that 70,000 adolescents die every year. 70,000 children die from complications of pregnancy or childbirth.
Wow. So much for the protecting the life of the mother. I mean, that's actually in...
The child.
Yes.
They're children themselves mm-hmm. that are forced to die. That sounds like a death sentence imposed by people that want warm bodies for slave labor from those third world countries where these children are being born en masse.
I agree.
I don't know how people can have such a cold-hearted view when a mother's life, a young child's life, is in danger. I find it outrageous. I would like to know what you think. I want to hear your opinions. We will share them if you send them to us through email. You can contact us at cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com.
You can also call us and leave us an actual voicemail and at 701-566-0917. Please give us your name and also where you're from. And you can tweet us @media_PPP.
Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about outrageous abuse of power. And we just shared a very heartbreaking story about a young lady in Paraguay who was forced to give birth to the child she had because of rape, with her father, her stepfather, raping her, the same man who abused her mother. This is terribly sad that we are in this country, in America, are seeking to take back, to roll back the rights of women to choose and put ourselves on a path to having nightmarish stories like this happening in our own country. It's disturbing. It scares me a lot.
And it's not talked about enough, and it's not covered on the news because they do news in little sound clips and sound bites. Just started discussion on this one outrageous news piece that hasn't been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been 20 minutes, and that's why I think radio is a good way to discuss, but we need more discussions about these issues.
Definitely, definitely. And we want to hear, like I said, what you guys have to say. We're going to take a little break. I want to start this break off with a little levity, and then we're going to have some music afterwards. But first, I'm going to have a little moment of levity with Kermit the Frog. We want to give a shout out to Sesame Street. Sadly, Sesame Street has now gone the way of commercial television.
Oh, they went corporate, yes.
Uh-oh.
Very, very sad. I think it completely defeated the purpose of what Sesame Street was created for, which was to provide children that are ages 3 to 5 with pre-K education. Something that we have slashed. Pre-K and Head Start funding has been slashed in this country
mm-hmm.
tremendously. And it was one of the programs that most benefited kids of color. Sesame Street, Plaza Sesamo, as I called it when I was growing up and watching it, was a staple for many children, especially poor kids of color. And I wanted to give a shout out. Sadly, seeing it leave the public airspace where it was available to the children it was created for. And it's kind of my moment of zen here. And then we're going to hear a song called Broken Girl by Matthew West.
Can you sing the alphabet, Joey?
Yes, I could.
Let's hear you sing the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, to Cookie West.
You're not singing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S.
Cookie Monster isn't the letter of the alphabet. It goes Q, R, S, T, U, V. You're just teasing me. W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time Cookie Monster can do it with you. I'm leaving.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was Broken Girl by Matthew West. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And we have Nemo in the studio.
Yup, still here.
And this is KPPP LPFM. We are live right now through 365 Live. Soon you'll be able to find us on your airwave at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves.
And we want to hear from you. You know, we would like you to give us a call if that's the way you want to communicate. You can call us at 701-566-0917, and it's actually a message line. So leave your name and where you live and give us your message. Or you can tweet us at media_PPP or email Cindy at kpppfm.com or Duke at kpppfm.com.
And tonight we've been talking about outrageous abuse of power. In the first half of our podcast, we gave you updates about what's happening on the Valley Hate live spoof page that is bringing down some criticism about media bias in our local community. So shout out to those guys. Bring it.
And check them out on Facebook. You can find their page on Facebook.
And they also have a Twitter account, at Valley Hate Live. Very interesting stuff happening right here in our community. And we were just talking about a very sad case in Paraguay of a young girl who was forced to carry a child to term at the age of 11. She was impregnated by her stepfather raping her as a 10-year-old child. And who knows for how long before that. Terribly sad case of abuse. And yet, right now, here in our country, where we do not face those kinds of nightmares, although, you know, I'm sure they happen all the time, but there is at least the possibility of access, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's things written in the law that adolescent non-adults can seek abortions. They can actually seek abortions even without their parents' consent.
But not for this girl.
No, not at all.
They sliced her open because they thought it they could kill her to have this baby. They sliced her open, forced her to carry this baby to term. And in the U.S. of A., what are we doing? Well, we're trying to abolish Planned Parenthood. I mean, how obtuse is this?
Very. On top of that, they're trying to defund it in different ways, which could actually be like federally illegal, pretty much.
Well, they only receive they receive funding from the federal government, but only 3% of their actual budget is spent on performing abortions. So it's a really small part of what they do, and yet there's a big move for government officials to defund them.
Mm-hmm. Actually, majority of the stuff that they do is like 46% was.
Cancer
testing and treatment. No, it was treatment for STDs and screening for STDs. But they also do cancer treatment, and they treat men. Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Men and women. Exactly. And Planned Parenthood does a lot for women under women's health. And they're a women's health clinic.
You can find a whole podcast about that. Yes. We did a whole podcast, and we've done many others on topics that are related to what we're talking about today, including police abuse and women's health and Planned Parenthood. You can find all of those at kpppfm.com.
Exactly. Just click on the podcast link.
So the next topic I want to get to is another outrageous abuse of power story where a Texas woman was attacked by police without a warrant. This story started out with someone calling the police and asking them to do a welfare check on a woman. They sent the police to do a welfare check at her friend's house. So the woman doesn't live at this woman's house. This has happened in Texas, okay?
All right. Texas again. Okay.
Right. You can find the links to these stories on our website connected to this podcast.
Exactly.
But the police show up. They force their way into the house when she asks if they have a warrant. Now, she's got to go to work in a couple hours. She was sleeping before she had to go to work. So the police show up. They ask her about her friend. She says, no, she's not here. She doesn't live here. And then she says, they were sent there to check on her because someone said that she might be in danger. And she said, do you have a warrant? And they
force their way in.
yeah, and they knocked her over. They handcuffed her. They brutalized her. I mean, you can watch the video and judge for yourself. It looks pretty indefensible, the way that I viewed that video. Do you remember seeing that video earlier?
Yes, I do. I do. I was like, I was wondering what it was you were watching, and it was like, then when I realized what it was, and we've done a lot of training on how to deal with police, how to be assert your rights, how to flex your rights, and the rights were being violated left and right. So even though we can teach people what they're supposed to do, when law enforcement breaks into your house and starts abusing you, they can do that because they're the cops.
Well, you know, it's funny is this woman said that she's been watching the news. And she'd seen all these people complaining about police abuse and brutality and home invasions and kidnappings, etc. And she just never thought it would happen to her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We tend not to think things are going to happen to us.
And that's the thing. See, that's why when we say if you don't flex your rights, if you don't use them, you lose them, is because you got to practice, you got to know, and you got to be aware. Now, in one of our previous podcasts, I think it was the very last one that we did, we talked about the police department surveilling activists in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not just one police department, but this is happening all across the country.
It's Department of Homeland Security, isn't it?
Yeah. But police departments are actively engaging and keeping logs of who goes to activist meetings in their community, who are... You know,
who's organizing what, why, where, why.
They have their addresses, their, you know, all their information. And even though the ACLU in Detroit, for example, found this to be unconstitutional surveillance, they still continue to do this and they've been harassing people. And, you know, I think that it doesn't go without saying, I think it's warranted to say, we talked about the police abuse of power, the state's abuse of power on the first half of this show, mm-hmm. about this young woman and her human rights, her rights as a human being, not to have been tortured and forced to have a child that could have, you know, it could have ended her life.
Yeah.
That kind of abuse and the kind of abuse that we subject children to in this world and in this country is not correct. And especially women. Mm-hmm. I don't think that those two things are unconnected.
Yeah, I totally agree.
With especially Indigenous and Black women. And that's why I believe that it merits saying that I don't think it would have been quite so easy for these police to feel like they could walk in there and handcuff and brutalize this woman simply because she asked for a warrant.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing.
Which is standard. They can't come into a property without a warrant.
Right. But you know what her mistake was is she opened that door.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
She should not have opened that door. She should have asked for them to give her a warrant. You know, if you have a warrant.
Usually you can just like talk through the door, right?
Exactly. Or, you know, a window or, you know, whatever.
And if the warrant didn't have the allowance where they can break the door down, they can just be standing outside with a warrant. If you don't answer your door or even talk to them, there's nothing they can do. They can't.
And sometimes they say they have a warrant for a person. That is not the same as having a warrant
for the house.
Yeah. Those are two very different things.
And you know, if they're knocking, if they had a warrant that they could bust your door down, you think they'll probably knock once and then break the door down. So if they're standing there knocking,
if they have a no-knock warrant, they knock real quick and then they break your door down and put tear gas at your house. And yeah, if they have a no-knock warrant, you'll know real quick. It's not like they're going to wait on you.
That's right.
But in this particular case, I think it merits for us to take a moment and go through some of the things that you should not do. By the way, this was put out by a group on Twitter that is holding the Detroit Police Department accountable for their attacks on Black Lives Matter protesters. And because in our last story, we mentioned this, so you can go find the link to those stories in our last podcast on kpppfm.com. And we were talking about how police have been targeting protesters of Black Lives Matter movement. This is not something new. But folks today need to be aware what they got to do.
Exactly. And we got to practice and learn and practice.
So we're going to give you some tips today. Listen up. This is for you. Outrageous abuse of power can be stopped, but you got to be informed.
Yes.
So first of all, remember, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it. Anything that you say will be held against you. You heard those Miranda rights before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything mm-hmm. you say can and will be used you in a court of law. Can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
Do not answer questions. Do not talk to the police. Now, I always have this disclaimer, because whenever I hear these bold assertions of what your rights really are in this country, I think of Sandra Bland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think of all the people that said, do you have a warrant? Like this story we just talked about, where they were like, oh, you can't question my authority. I will run you over. Or I will shoot you in the face and kill you. Because when I told you to get out of the car, you didn't move quick enough. As in the case of Sam DuBose in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we are letting you know what your rights are. And maybe the disconnect in this country is that when Black people or brown people try to assert them, we're just murdered.
Yeah. Yeah. When you flex your rights,
we're executed.
Look what happens. Yes.
But the truth is, you have the right to remain silent. You do not have to incriminate yourself in any way. And nothing that you say to police is going to help you. You can even Google that. There's like a whole like hour long or at least 30 minute long video you can find about how talking to police will not help you, by a Princeton University or Harvard University or, you know, major Ivy League university law professor or lawyer who says there's no percentage in talking to the police. It's just going to make it harder for your lawyer to defend you.
And, you know, also it's in the Constitution. It's one of the things that is our rights, and to the right to remain silent, because, you know, you don't want to incriminate yourself. And cops actually legally can lie to you and continue bantering you and try to get you to talk.
And if police come to your door, you do not have to let them into your house if they do not have a search warrant. You know, she opened the door, that let them into the house.
Yeah.
You do not have to answer any questions. You can exercise your right to remain silent, and you can ask to speak to an attorney. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Just say, am I being detained or am I free to go? If they say, you're being detained, am I under arrest? Yes, you're under arrest. Then I'd like to speak to my attorney.
Yeah.
There's nothing more you need to say.
That's probably the only question you should ask. Am I being detained? Am I free to go? Those are the two things you could say.
Yes. And as a paralegal, I can tell you, there is no lawyer that I've ever spoken to that said, yes, you should talk to the police without an attorney. None. Zero. I've never met one. Go ahead. Go talk to him. No, never happened. They always say, no, don't talk to anyone and without an attorney.
Yes.
So you should ask for an attorney. That's one of your legal rights. And the other one is videotape the police encounter.
Multiple videotapes if you can.
Multiple forms of recordings. And learn to be prepared. Have it on your phone. Practice opening up your device, opening up your app, starting it. And if you can, use an app like Bamboozer or something that automatically throws it up into a cloud, so that even if the police take it, try to erase it, which happens a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Then it's already in the cloud.
It's already in the cloud. It's already been sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Get to work. Don't be caught off guard like this poor woman that had no clue. She literally had no clue this was going to happen to her. And folks, it's easy to look at the stuff that's happening on TV to other people and go, oh, well, you know, as long as I do everything right, I should have no problems.
That's not true.
Mm-mm.
All sorts of people are victimized by the police. People of color are victimized the most.
Mm-hmm.
White people are too. You got to be aware. Mm-hmm. You got to practice these things because really no one's safe because we've let the police departments get to this stage where they're militarized in our communities and they are overstepping any authority they should really have.
And by the way, this woman was a white woman in Texas that we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. She didn't see it coming.
Wow.
So remember, if you're stopped on the street or if you're asked, ask if you're being detained. If the answer is no, ask if you're free to leave. If the answer is yes, go, leave. Don't keep talking to the police. A lot of people keep talking to them. And then, of course, you know, that conversation is consensual in what the police consider. You need to get as far away as you can. Call a friend, someone you trust. Get someone on the scene if you're being questioned by police. If the police are searching your belongings or your home, you need to, because even if you tell them, do you have a warrant? And they don't have one, they may still search you. They may still search your person. They may start to search you without even telling you.
And what are the magic words when that starts happening? Aren't there some magic words you can actually say?
Yes.
I do not consent to searches.
I do not consent to searches. And you have to keep repeating it.
Yes.
Right. You know, just a lot of people say it, but don't like physically resist the search.
Never physically resist or touch an officer. But here's the thing. If someone is saying they're going to search you, or if they just start searching you, if you don't say, I don't consent to searches, because you think, well, what was I going to tell the cop? Oh, I don't consent to searches and that's going to make him stop. No, it's not going to make him stop, but you have to say the magic words. Otherwise, you consented.
Exactly.
I bet you didn't know that.
And also, that's the sort of thing that will help you in court later, because you're probably going to end up in, if they're searching you and they're doing an unlawful search.
Well, see, the thing is, if you said that you didn't consent to the search and they didn't have a warrant for it, it's inadmissible. But if you didn't say anything, it's admissible.
And if you're not recording, it's their word against yours.
Right. So always make sure to have a device on you, especially if you're a person of color. I wouldn't leave home without one. These days, it's not really advisable. We're talking about outrageous abuse of power. It happens. These are maybe you think they're extreme cases. I think they're becoming increasingly more common in our lexicon, in our everyday news feed. And it's worth talking about how these abuses of power are destroying our country and what we need to do to fight back. You can fight back. And if you think I'm right, I want to hear what you have to say. If you think I'm wrong, I still want to hear what you have to say. How can they tell us what they think?
Well, they can do it in multiple ways. Anyone can give us a call and leave a message about the program or ideas you have, or you know, maybe you want to get involved with what we're doing. But call 701-566-0917. It's a message line, so you can leave a message about 2 to 3 minutes. But tell us your name and where you're from and give us your message. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP. And you can email us at cindy@kppfm.com or duke@kppfm.com. And you can also go to our website at kppfm.com, and you can go to the podcast and you can also comment there.
Wow. I'm so impressed. You did it perfectly this time.
Oh, there's a lot of peas in there. I messed up a couple of them. But
that was awesome. So today's podcast is about outrageous abuse of power. At the top of our podcast, we talked about the Paraguayan girl who was forced to have the child of her rapist stepfather, who abused her mother also. And when they found out she was pregnant, they put the mom in jail. In this case that we're talking about right now, the police broke in, basically a home invasion.
Yeah. It wasn't even the place she lived. It was the place she was at.
The place that the police went to search for someone that they were called to do a welfare check on was not the home address of that person. That was not where the person lived. But that was where they were sent to do the welfare check. The woman who answered the door, she was tackled to the ground because she asked for a search warrant. She was physically abused and terrorized. she had her whole home searched without a search warrant, only because someone sent a cop to her house. This could happen to anybody. Someone, one of your neighbors could call 911 and say, hey, someone over there might be dying. I think I heard something. And the cops could do this to you.
Exactly.
So here are some tips. And this is the last one. Remember, the first one is, if they don't have a search warrant, don't open the door.
Yeah.
Don't open the door. If they do not have a warrant, you shouldn't open the door. If they do have a warrant, ask to see it. They can show it to you through the screen or the glass, or they can slide it under the door and verify that it has been signed by a judge. Make sure to note all the items that are listed on the warrant that they're allowed to search. Of course, you want to make sure and videotape everything. And if they attempt to search or take additional items, say out loud something that's not on the warrant. Say out loud, what's the magic words, Nemo?
I don't consent to searches.
I do not consent to that search. That is not on the warrant. I do not consent to the search. You have to say it. They're the magic words, but you have to say them if they are to help you. And folks, I have some sad news. Even with all of that, it's not that difficult for police to get a search warrant by making a quick phone call to a judge. And we're going to get into that in just a second. This is the horrifying story. This next story is the horrifying story of another woman who had her vagina searched, forcibly searched and penetrated.
Oh my God.
So raped.
Yeah. Yes, that is what the definition of rape is. Because Texas police, yes, it's Texas again.
Texas, oh, I don't want to drive through there any ever. sorry to diss Texas so much. I have a lot of friends from there. And I think you were actually born there, Cindy.
Yes, in Houston.
Yes.
I'm appalled that this is going on in my home state. I'm terrified to drive through there.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a body cavity search of my vagina simply because a cop said they smelled marijuana.
Oh, you got to be kidding. She was forcibly searched because the cop smelled marijuana?
Well, you know,
in her vagina? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, God.
They searched. They did not smell vagina. Yes, they did. Yes, they did, because they actually raped this woman.
Oh, my God.
But they smelled marijuana. Remember that story of that 15-year-old girl that the police smelled marijuana and they sent 13 cops?
Oh, yeah, in Countryside Mobile Home Park in South Fargo. Yeah, oh, yeah, a year ago.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that odd for police to use that I smelled marijuana as a cause, as a justification of probable cause that allows them to do further searching, you see. So when you hear that, wake up, folks.
Definitely.
It's something you're going to hear a lot of. Mm-hmm. This Texas woman said that she had her vagina searched and forcibly penetrated. You can find the link to the WashingtonPost.com story about this. It is, I can't make this stuff up.
No, it's outrageous. Just like the.
It is outrageous.
Yes, it was so outrageous that, Mom, didn't you ask me, like, for example, how, like, you asked us in general, like, how big is a 4-ounce bag of marijuana?
I'm like, yeah, because I don't know what that is. I'm like, okay, so what would that look like? I'm trying to find it online, reference to how big, and it's like, literally, it's like the bag of a frozen peas. It's like it's
right, and so
yeah,
that's and then when you, and then you mentioned this in relation to the story. I was like, do men really think that vaginas are like magic black holes?
I don't know. Cops may not be the most of whom are male and white may not be the best informed. By the way, this was a black woman.
Okay.
A 21-year-old. I mean, I'm appalled.
I'm only a year older than her.
I know. Carnesia Corley, 21 years old, just driving in northern Harrison County around 10:30 p.m. June 21st of this year when a male deputy pulled her over. And by the way, folks, when these police officers manhandle and throw black women down in bikinis like they did in McKinney, Texas. Oh, Texas.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Texas.
Texas again.
You know, the misogyny and the anti-black control of women of color, rapey control, it's so gross. I just have to put that out there.
Yeah,
I agreed.
It freaks me out. Why would you even go there? He searched her car for almost an hour. He stopped her for allegedly running a stop sign. Sound like Sandra Bland much?
Oh, yes, very much.
Then he said he smelled marijuana. He handcuffed her. He put her in his vehicle, and then he searched her car for almost an hour. When he didn't find any pot, he had a female officer called to the scene, and then they forcibly pulled her pants down. She protested because she didn't have any underwear on. And then the deputy ordered Corley to bend over, pull down her pants, and he began to search her.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening alongside of the road at 10:30 at night, 11:30 at night.
She was protesting. She was screaming. The deputies threw her to the ground because she tried to stand up while they were trying to forcibly penetrate her.
Wow.
In other words, rape her.
Exactly.
And so they threw her to the ground and restrained her while they continued her body cavity search. The reason I asked about the amount is because in the state of Texas, in order for there to be a felony charge, in other words, any other reason why they would want to do a body cavity search for a misdemeanor seems ridiculous to me.
It does. It does very much.
Why would you forcibly probe a woman's vagina in order to prevent her from having a minimal amount of personal quantity misdemeanor charge marijuana? That seems like extremely excessive force.
Yes, very much.
But you wouldn't be surprised, I'm sure, to find out that this has happened more than once.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard of cops planting drugs on people, but this is ridiculous.
Well, this story comes on the heels after two women filed lawsuits in Texas claiming they were cavity searched after being pulled over for throwing cigarette butts out their window.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. So, and the lawsuit claimed that the searches were standard procedure for Texas Highway Patrol. That's a quote, by the way. Standard procedure for them.
Standard.
I'm not driving through Texas. No way. I'm going to avoid Texas.
And in May, there was three more incidents, all involving women, by the way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them involving cops that smelled marijuana and thought that they apparently smell marijuana smells like vagina. I don't know.
That's really weird.
So they can.
Are they smelling the vagina? Or are they smelling the marijuana? Which is it?
Apparently, they want. If you smell marijuana, they immediately want to look inside your vagina to see if it's in there.
Wow.
And they apparently think that you can stick a whole frozen box of peas worth of vagina of marijuana inside your vagina.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me,
mm-hmm,
that we are being subjected as human beings that are not living in a police state in some war-torn country in 2015 to these kinds of standard procedures law enforcement officials.
Well, once again, it is Texas, and their sex ed isn't the best.
No.
Obviously not.
By the way, the publicity from these incidents prompted the legislature to pass a law that's supposed to prohibit the police from doing these kinds of search warrants or warrantless searches into women's vaginas. But that law doesn't take effect until next month. So we may be hearing a lot more stories about body cavity searches on women that aren't necessary in the next month, while police have their heyday in Texas. But it isn't just Texas, folks.
Yeah, Yeah, I believe that.
Oakland paid $4.6 million to 39 men who were all illegally strip searched in public.
Ooh.
Maybe that'll get the outrage of the male half of society
exactly.
out there.
I would hope so.
Same thing happened in Chicago just last week. And body cavity searches like these have been going on in Citrus County, Florida, Coral Springs, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Mission, Kansas. In Milwaukee, there was four cops who were, they spent 2 years doing these body cavity searches in women's vaginas.
Wow.
After traffic stops, after routine traffic stops. Would you like a pap smear with your traffic stop?
That's right.
Right.
This is what we're being subjected to in this country. And I'm wondering, where is this in the news?
Exactly.
Has anybody heard of this?
No, that was going on for 2 years in Milwaukee.
It's been going
years.
On a lot in a lot of places. And you know what's really sickening? In places like Oklahoma, there have been a rash of women who've been subjected to women who are prostitutes, who've been subjected to being raped. And this is not the only place it's happening. Because they're prostitutes. And so the police rape them. And then, if they were supposed to let them go, but they were routinely raping women, but then they would charge the women for prostitution after raping them.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guilty conscience, I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
Brutality.
These are the kinds of things that are so outrageous that are happening in our country. And I just want to give you one more horrifying specter of what you can expect.
Oh, boy. I'm ready.
Requiring a warrant isn't going to stop these things from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the show, we told you some of your basic rights and how to enforce them. But it isn't that difficult for people to get a warrant, for cops just to make a call and have a judge issue a warrant. I'm going to give you a couple of outrageous examples. A couple of years ago, there were two cases in New Mexico that made national headlines. One man was subjected to repeated digital anal penetration, x-rays, enemas, and a colonoscopy all without consent.
Oh, my God.
2 days later, another New Mexico man came forward. He had similar stories.
Wow.
In both of those cases, the police obtained warrants to do that.
Oh.
To them.
They get warrants for yeah. that. Wow.
And in both of those cases, you should know, they didn't find anything.
Wow.
They didn't find anything. And as we know, police can also plant evidence and lie and hide. I think we need to remember in this country that we have rights, that you can be outraged at outrageous abuses of power. You can fight back. That's not how this country is supposed to be. This is not a country that is supposed to be filled with injustices and police corruption and government corruption. We need to be able to call out not just our news sources, but also our authorities and say, we're not going back. Not on women's rights, on women's right to have legal abortions, and not on our civil rights. And I'm going to leave you with that thought as we go off air with this song about police brutality. It's the Crew, K-R-U-E, produced by K-D-K-O, Police Brutality. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp on KPPP. LPFM.
The family of a wood carver shot to death by a Seattle police officer.
Shot and killed on
autopsy shows
he
was not facing
that
the officer.
Was found
he
close.
Suffered four gunshots.
Seattle police faced a number of
had his carver knife
forced
shot
papers filed by the Williams family attorney, who says Williams was not a threat.
Shot and killed a Native American wood carver is concerned he won't get a fair inquest.
Preliminary police.
police investigation determined the shooting was not justified. Officer Brooks' gun and badge were taken away from him.
Every day we wake up for you to protect and serve, but if you can't do that, tell me what's your job worth. Now you got a bad rep and the city really hates you, not to mention everything you've done makes you disgraceful. Tell me, how do y'all sleep at night? You beat and shoot people then go home to your wife? Can you answer why this kid's laying up in a hospital, bodies in the morgue? To me, it's not logical. Protect to defend something you care about. Serve to be there when there's people without. You don't protect or serve, you extort and harass. You took the job for the power of the gun and the badge. Except when you're wrong and take the punishment. You swore on an oath, you're supposed to live under it. I'm fighting my case, so I'll speak for the people. High Police Department, it's crew, nice to meet you. We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown. We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown.
Excessive force turned deadly, now you just shoot. When they're cuffed on the ground, it's batons and boots. I had my own little taste of a yellow mace cane. I got dragged and slammed inside a metal door jam. Forget about me, what about T. Williams? The short old man, when they shot and killed him, he didn't do a single thing, he was walking away. Gunned down by a cop in the middle of the day. Witnesses say there wasn't one good reason. Four kill shots left him on the ground bleeding. Tell me right now how it's justified. You could have shot him in the legs and he would have survived. Or better yet, use your taser, that's what it's there for. Instead you put a harmless man inside of a morgue. Now his family has to grieve and you're fighting the case. There's cops like this everywhere, so how are we safe?
We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown. We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown.
Every tax dollar earned puts your kids through college, but you walk the streets treating people like garbage. We hear it all the time, yeah, nothing is done. Tell me why the city only takes the badge and the gun. He was partially deaf and you shot him in the back. Your lawyer can say what he wants, we know the facts. 4 seconds went by before you pulled and clapped. No warning was given and the witness proves that. From Seattle to Frisco, LA to NY, enough is enough, people don't need to die. Do you want another riot, Rodney King type style? I'd lock him for life, I was part of that trial. I refuse to let this one just slide by, so I decide to let everyone know why. We need to stand up and it needs to be now, cause if we don't, someone we know might get shot down.
We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown. We need to stand up, cause they're out of control. With police like this, we have to revolt. We cannot sit down, we cannot let go. We cannot pretend we haven't seen what they've shown.
You need to listen to what I'm saying, who I'm saying it to, and why. They call me Crew.